listening to An Inside Look with North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. How do I land a big deal in my community? What are location consultants really looking for? Join us as we pull back the curtain and look inside the secrets of site selection with your hosts, Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining us again today on An Inside Look, North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. I'm Amanda Harrison here with Tim Tarantine, and we are here to hear from another one of the top leaders in the industry with you all today.
Sure, Amanda. I had a great conversation with Les Cranmer. He's with Civilis Studley. He's a senior managing director there. And Les's story is interesting. He brings over 40 years of experience in consulting, over 200 separate companies dealing with corporate restructuring or change. He has found out ways to bring them the facilities that they need, from data centers, distribution centers. As a matter of fact, he won the Industrial Deal of the Year by the Tri-State Realtors Commercial Alliance for a huge TJ Maxx and Marshall's distribution facility. He did 1.4 million square feet in that building where he won Deal of the Year. He's often quoted in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, Real Estate Forum, Expansion Magazine, and Site Selection Magazine. Les is a star in this industry and has a knack for working with companies on their biggest moves. Prior to his role at Civilis Studley, he was a director at Deloitte and Touche, and he was also a partner at Fantas. So he brings great experience to this conversation, and I hope all of you learn as much as I did in my conversation with Les. Les, it's great to have you on the call. Thanks for being a part of it. I want to dive right in so that our listeners can get to know you a little better. What are three things everyone should know about you?
Well, probably the strongest thing to understand is I come from the world of location consulting. I have never been involved with economic development, either in a community or at a state level. I've always just supported the search efforts of corporations. I think another thing that might be important is the fact that I've been doing this for 40 years, which is a long time. And some states I've seen as many as six or seven government administrations change.
Sure.
And policies change, et cetera. And I also have handled all facility types, everything from world headquarters down to small businesses, manufacturing, and you name the facility type, I've been involved with it.
Wow. Your credentials speak for themselves, and your work does as well. I want to go back to the genesis, though, of this career in the kind of site selection world. What started you in this career? Why did you start in that world? What attracted you there?
Well, I see this as an extension of architecture. And I come out of the world of architecture and first designing things, and then I found that I enjoyed the planning side. I had a number of clients that had financing issues and sizing issues and ending up putting things in the wrong place. So the more work you do that way, the closer you get into location consulting. I then was kind of married through an acquisition to a company called PHH Fantas.
Sure.
Fantas Consulting Firm, which was around for a long time. I think that it may no longer be around, at least in name. But, you know, from there, I gave up the architecture side of it and strictly focused on corporate location solutions.
You've had a all-star list of clients. You've done amazing work to help corporations find their new locations. When you think about today's environment with location selection, what do you think are the key issues for your clients and companies today? And then the B part of the question is, what can economic developers and communities do to address those issues?
Well, you know, as we sit here in 2015, I will tell you over the last two or three years, we've seen a shift in what's important in our clients' eyes. And we seem to be in a holding pattern prior to that, where there were a lot of studies and a lot of curiosity in terms of areas around the country that may make sense. But we didn't have a lot of clients pulling the trigger on projects. Over the last two or three years, that has changed, and timing, I would say, is a critical element these days. Companies, I guess, are saying, you know, we've had this in a holding pattern for a long time. We're anxious to get on with it. And if one community can make this happen very quickly and we have to wait several years for another community, we're going to go with the one that will save us time.
Sure.
So that's a big change. So shovel-ready sites, if you will, empty buildings that people can move into right away, either for manufacturing, distribution, or office. That's key. So, you know, if I were an economic developer, I would keep my eye on that trend and try to get product lined up so I get on the front of the list.
Yeah, getting on the list is a big deal for economic developers, and being on your radar, on people like your radar, is really, really important. So can you talk a bit about, you know, what kinds of marketing efforts or the outreach that economic developers make to location consultants? What are the ones that, you know, what types of those strategies work best on you? What do you like to know or hear from economic developers and communities?
Well, in terms of my reaction, in my opinion, I can't say that this is true for the entire industry.
Sure.
But those who invest in relationships, that approach works very well on me. I like to spend time with people. If a state or a city happens to be in my area, I will invite them in, and we're agreed to have meetings with them. I like to find out what's happening and keep your eyes on the latest trends in those communities. So I think relationships are extremely important. And I would say the other one would be public relations on success stories.
Mm.
Recent announcements, expansions, or companies coming into a community for the first time. I mean, that pretty much says that there's something here happening. You better keep an eye on it. And, nothing is more powerful than a success story.
Sure. You've assessed, obviously, several communities and locations and areas for those corporations that you assist. Tell us about kind of this inside secret idea. So every site selector I've ever met has certain things that they pay attention to that aren't necessarily on the RFP, or they're a combination of things that just your years of experience and intuition tell you to pay attention to. Do you have one of those inside secrets that you tend to pay attention to consistently across every project opportunity?
Well, there are several. I'm not so sure that your secrets anymore. People
yeah.
have had this for a long time. But number one is selecting who will become point for the community or the state.
Mm.
And in just about everything we look at, either on the desktop or telephonically or in person, there are multiple sources of the information. There are state people, there are regional people, there are county people, there are local people. If someone ends up on the short list, we make a designed interpretation, if you will ride point on the other side of the table. Sometimes we will use a state representative, sometimes we will use local. And that goes back to who do we have the strongest relationship with.
Hmm.
So if we're going into a community for the first time, we don't know anybody, we may very well use somebody else in the state that we know or within that region that we know. So that's key, and that gets back to relationship building. Going out and making the connection with the site consultants or the location consultants, as I call them, and making sure that you have a seat at that table. That's extremely important. And I would also say that any location consultant worth their salt, before a recommendation is made or counseling of the client, there's always the question in the back of your mind, what would you do if this were your money?
Critical question, yeah.
That very serious question. And sometimes you may have feelings about something working well, but if something jumps the track, you want proof that there were good reasons that you went in that direction.
Sure. The question you raised about what would you do if this was your money is a hugely important one. The other question about money that often comes up around this conversation is budget. There is such diversity within the economic development profession of, you know, publicly funded, privately funded, public-private partnerships. And some people are under the belief that your budget determines your ability to compete. So for those who have a limited budget, a community that has a limited budget, what do you think they need to invest in? Like, where should those limited resources go? What types of tools should they invest in to compete in this attraction market?
Without question, the answer is invest in the right people. Too often we have seen the offices of economic development statewide down to the smallest community get filled with political appointees. These are people that not only do not have an idea of what they should be doing, but they have personalities and they may have personal agendas that kind of get in the way. So that would be my advice to any community. Get the right people with the right personality, etc. Then build upon that. So you can have the best tools, you can have the best strategy, you can hire all the consultants in the world, tell you what to do, unless you have the right person to assume leadership and how to navigate through the world of economic development, you're not going to be successful.
That is a very insightful answer. Thank you for that. And I'm sure that will sink in with many of our listeners. Let me ask you just a couple more questions before I let you go. First of all, how do you define success? How is that defined for you personally?
Repeat clients. Our clients are the ones who get to judge whether or not a project is successful, not us.
Right.
If the client comes back for another project, we know that it's been successful and they're happy. Each one of our clients has a different set of objectives, different set of critical success factors. We deal with clients in the morning that are looking at a relocation, and their objective may be find a solution that will cause us to lose all of our employees. We think that we need to replace them, replace talent. In the afternoon, we may have a client just the reverse. We'd like to hold on to everybody. These are critical skills. So, again, the success is to be measured by the clients.
Absolutely. So last question here, Les. And after all that you've observed in your career, here we are in 2015. Like you said, we're in a great time of change and transition. If there was one thing you could tell a room full of economic developers, what would you tell them?
Well, I would tell them that the best that an analyst can do, being the location advisor, looking at data of all sorts of reporting agencies, the best that you can do is maybe 75, maybe 85%. But there's a 15 to 25% factor that is extremely subjective, and that occurs on community tours.
Sure.
Going out and meeting community leaders, local business leaders, looking at the town, selecting the right streets to take the tour on. And, you know, if I'm a manufacturing operation, I'm looking for certain things in terms of housing for people. If I'm an executive headquarters, I'm looking at other types of housing stock and other factors. So matching the tour that's organized and the meetings that are organized on called the red carpet tour is extremely important. Very subjective. But many, many, many times I've seen corporate clients get on an airplane thinking that they were down to the final three communities. We know which one we're going to go to. And after they tour all communities, in many cases, they change their mind.
Wow.
It just doesn't feel right. I don't think our people will be comfortable here. And that can be lack of trees, to the houses are too close together, to there's no rolling hills, to religious factions or other things that may be important to corporate culture. And, you know, there isn't anything like getting a firsthand impression.
Right.
So, and I've seen a lot of communities that are not very good on the red carpet tour. They just don't leave a spirit of friendliness and embrace a prospect with open arms. And that can make it or break it. And that
Wow.
is extremely important in the process.
Thank you so much for those insights. We really appreciate it. And of course, congratulations on being named by your peers one of North America's top 50 location consultants.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.